At Southern Company, we know the right solutions start with the right questions. Like, how do we deliver clean, reliable, affordable energy for today and tomorrow? Southern Company, building the future of energy.
The world is full of possibilities. Every moment, every step of the way brings us something new to work with. The Better India and MG Motor India have come together to co-create MG Changemakers Season 3, recognizing and commemorating heroes who are using innovation for social change. MG Changemakers are a courageous set of pioneers from across the country, from various cultural backgrounds and age groups, who strive hard to ensure that the citizens of tomorrow might gaze upon a world in which the air is a lot less polluted and a lot more breathable than the air we breathe today.
Hi, I am Nishita Baliar Singh and I represent Nexus Power as the co-founder and CEO.
Hi, I'm Nikita Baliar Singh and I'm the co-founder and COO for Nexus Power.
And at Nexus, we are building a biodegradable battery for the future.
These are Nishita and Nikita Baliar Singh, two sisters who founded a very unique and innovative startup called Nexus Power. When you talk to Nishita and Nikita, you come to know that they absolutely love cars and machines.
Like me and Nikita, both of us are, you know, there's such fondness for the vehicles. Like ever since we were children, we've literally lived upon machines, which includes cars, aircrafts. Since our childhood, we've really loved watching the different components in a vehicle. And every model that used to come up, we were aware of every new model that came in, every new advancement that happened. So that is the fondness that remains in us.
It is no surprise then that the company they founded in 2019, Nexus Power, aims to solve the problem of building a green battery for EVs. If that wasn't fascinating enough, they also plan to construct this battery using crop residue. Yes, crop residue for constructing the batteries and plan to make the whole thing economically viable. How on earth does someone think of such a uniquely innovative concept, you might wonder? Well, for Nishita and Nikita, it all began when they were discussing electronic vehicles, because that is what two car-obsessed sisters do during their free time. And they were both wondering why EVs weren't selling like hotcakes around the world. They also had questions about how EVs could be received in the Indian market, which is when they realized the Indian market posed some very unique challenges for the EV manufacturers.
In a country like India, where you have about 90 kilometers of average kilometers traveled per day for a two-wheeler, and at the same time, if a two-wheeler EV gives you hardly 65, 70 odd kilometers, so what happens is you're losing out on at least 25, 30 odd kilometers per day, which is like a lot of kilometers lost if you compare it to a petrol vehicle.
The average Indian is known to be very careful with their money, and an EV battery that doesn't provide a good enough range for daily commutes wouldn't make sense for most Indian EV buyers. Now, while Nishita and Nikita were thinking up ways to extend the range of the typical EV battery, there was something else brewing in the background. The topic of air pollution due to the burning of crop residue. This was a frequent enough discussion in the northern states, but due to the unique headspace that both sisters were in, a light bulb went off in their heads.
So that's where we thought that if we can do something where, we can use that crop residue, stop it from burning and put it into some actual use, then probably that is going to help curb a lot of air pollution concerns. And then on the other hand, when we were working on the batteries, we were trying to figure out a biodegradable material or something that can really not be as toxic as the lithium-ion batteries are. So that's where we thought, why don't we just combine these two things together and bring up something which is using the waste from the agriculture industry and is sustainable and eco-friendly for the EV industry at the same time. So that's how I think the entire idea of Nexus Power was born.
Not only could they make their batteries greener, they could also make the air cleaner by taking the crop residue that would have otherwise ended up being burnt and using it to create the cells in their battery. They would be solving two problems in one fell swoop.
If you try to look at a battery cell, it technically has three major components. We have electrodes, electrolyte, and a separator. So if you put those elements together and you have a potential difference in the two electrodes, negative and positive, so that's where the current starts flowing. So that's majorly how a battery cell works, that you have a potential difference, that's the voltage that we normally call. And once you pass a current and you charge it, and then if you use it, so that potential difference allows you to utilize the energy and kind of charge objects. And in terms of how we came across coming down to these technologies is, me and Nikita, we went down to browse a lot of papers to understand if there's anything else apart from lithium that is taking pace in the industry. Then just had a glimpse of a possibility with proteins. And that's where we just wanted to do a small science project kind of home experiment. And that's where the entire thing was born.
Nishita and Nikita realized intuitively that the same principle could be applied to several other food products and began experimenting in earnest. In fact, one of their earliest experiments happened right in their kitchen.
So the first battery cell that we made, which actually worked, we charged it and then, we tried to glow LED bulbs with that battery. That battery was actually made out of chickpeas and kidney beans, which we commonly refer to as chole and rajma. So the first battery was the chole and rajma battery that we made. And that's where, because that literally showed us a very promising result. We could glow the LED bulbs for a long, long time, and then we could recharge it. So we could see their potential difference coming up. So it was a fantastic moment to see something as raw as kidney beans and chickpeas having this potential. That was something that really boosted our confidence. And from there was no looking back for us. And then we just really wanted to immediately get into the labs and start working on the nanotechnology that we had planned in our mind.
Who could have imagined chole and rajma would be the first steps towards creating a greener and cleaner battery for EVs? But that was the aim with which Nishita and Nikita had begun this journey. And now that the basic science had turned up solid, they were very eager to push forward. What is even more impressive about Nishita and Nikita's achievement here is that it happened while the COVID-19 pandemic raged all around them. They delved deep into academic papers and did several rounds of experimentation with other protein-rich food and crop residue to figure out the best material for their battery. The initial research, the experimentation, the verifying of several hypotheses, the Rajma Chole prototype, all of it happened while they were cooped up at home during the lockdown.
It took us, I think, nearly a year from the initial science project to the crude form prototype that we tested. All of this was happening during the pandemic and the lockdown. Eventually, the lockdown kind of eased, so things got better for us in the labs.
While the journey so far could be called exciting, it hasn't been without its share of challenges. The lockdown imposed by COVID-19 meant that they couldn't access their labs. Setting up a company meant there was a ton of paperwork that needed to be done. They had to find the right people and convince them that they were indeed aiming to achieve something big. And to add to that, the process of building the actual EV battery turned up some surprises too. No matter what challenges they encountered, no matter what hurdles the world threw at them, both sisters faced them head on. Over the past year and a half, their efforts have resulted in an alpha prototype that they are hoping to test in the real world.
Currently, we are moving towards market trials and we are looking forward to paid pilots in probably in the next one and a half years. We are still into a lot of R&D because it's a very R&D intensive company and research has to keep going on. We are still trying to make the battery more efficient and more productive.
Their belief in the prototype is strong and their pitch to EV manufacturers also seems to be shaping up well.
They are quite excited about the entire product. In fact, they have shown their willingness to try and partner with us for the paid pilots. So once we are probably ready with the mechanical setup, I think they'll be the first ones to try these batteries in their vehicles. And since we are focusing only on two-wheeler and three-wheelers for now, we do foresee a huge market, not just in India, but of course globally as well, because this is a segment that is already taking pace. People have started using these vehicles and there is a lot of scope for the adaptation and adoption of these batteries in the market.
For both the Balyar Singh sisters, This entire process has been a tough lesson on the arduous journey of innovation. Nishita believes that innovation is often fraught with risk, but it does have the potential to yield some high rewards.
If you look at the startup ecosystem and investments in India, so it's a high risk space. But yes, innovation there definitely is going to be game changing because all these markets are upcoming markets and the industry is growing at 42%, which is like huge. Presently, market in millions could maybe a billions market or maybe a trillions market in the next 5-10 years.
On the other hand, Nikita feels that if you have an innovative idea, you should definitely try and explore it to see where it could go.
There is no harm in trying. You might succeed, you might fail. Obviously, there is no surety to what the outcome would be, but that shouldn't stop anybody from trying. More so because in innovation and something which is R&D intensive, there is actually no eureka moment. It's like a continuous process. It happens every day, and it's just about how focused we are and about, you know, building something different out of things that already exist.
With their unique and innovative efforts at Nexus Power, these two change makers have shown a light on a path less traveled. Not only are their efforts likely to yield a sturdier battery that also reduces costs for EV manufacturers and therefore the consumers, the unique innovation of using crop residue in the manufacturing process could also help reduce some of the air pollution in the skies of northern India. The added biodegradability of the batteries makes the whole premise even more attractive for all environmentally conscious consumers and helps make the air a little easier to breathe for the future generations to come. On behalf of all of humanity, we wish to sincerely thank both Nishita and Nikita Balyar Singh for being such awesome MG changemakers. And that brings us to the end of Season 3 of MG Changemakers of the Better India. Do check out the other episodes of the series if you haven't heard them yet. You can also watch the MG Changemakers tell their stories on our YouTube channel. Check out the show notes for all the details.